Okay, so this is one of the trainings that we are adding in because of what we've heard through the community. So you might notice I'm wearing different clothes or in a different setting over a different time through some of these, some of our courses or modules or whatever we want to call them. That is because as we listen to what you guys are dealing with and what your questions are and where our training leaves you wondering what the answer is, some of these things are going to be interjected in. So we've gotten a lot of questions whether or not the free-to-pay journey is negotiable, right? What parts of the free-to-pay journey do we need? And after this video, I'm going to talk to you about a webinar. So when I mention a webinar in here, but I don't explain anything about it, the next video we'll talk about that and then what you want to do and when to know if that's the right thing, okay? What I want to tell you here is the free-to-pay journey, what's negotiable and what's not negotiable, so you can understand where you need to like go, okay, well, this feels like I'm trying to figure out Dana and I'm not quite sure, but I should keep pushing, or no, this doesn't fit with what I'm doing and therefore I have permission to do something different, because we don't want to get you stuck, but we do want to make sure that just because something feels uncomfortable or you don't know the answer right away doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, okay? So I want to help differentiate those two. So the free-to-pay journey, as a quick reminder from the video that you just had, free-to-pay journey is going to be really your sales funnel, right? But when we think of a sales funnel, if you're not the techie kind of person, a sales funnel feels jargony. But a free-to-pay journey is exactly what it sounds like, right? It is taking somebody from not knowing you existing and then to leading them into free content, to getting them on your email list, to getting them to buy something from you, to getting them to commit to your largest program, okay? Now, the flow of that involves when you go, you will go into our project management system and then you will go into our build authority and then we will go into the funnel. Please keep going through those. Don't skip them. Even though you're going to want to have this idea of what your opt-in is, but the project management is going to help you set up the things so you can build stuff and do stuff and actually make it work. And then the build authority is going to help you start this pitching process with your opinion so that as you're building your funnel, these things can be happening, right? So we put them in this order for a particular reason. So even though I'm talking about the opt-in now, even though I'm talking about your products and your services now, it's because I know that's what's on your mind and that's what we want to really plan out and figure out, but I want you to go through the rest so that you can have some things in motion before you start to actually do the do the building of things, okay? So from your opt-in, your easy yes, and your commit, okay? So in the business model, the course that we're in right now, the commit is going to be your larger program, right? Your results framework is going to help us understand what that project could or program can be. It can be a group coaching program, right? It could be your services. It could be that you help them, you know, it's a one-on-one thing. It could be a, one-to-many thing. It could be all of that kind of stuff is possible, okay? If you're not quite sure which you should be doing, go into the Facebook group and ask us because it might give you the answer. Also, by the time this video comes out, we should have a section in your sidebar that is where our quizzes are lie, okay? And it'll either say decision support is probably what that term will say, quizzes or something along those lines. Click on that, and it's going to take you in there. Our goal is to have a quiz to actually help you decide some of these things of what kind of program should you offer, right? So if it's not there yet, go ask in the Facebook group. Otherwise, we're building up that repository. So give us a little grace on that, okay? So as you're going through this process, this big commit that you have, you ultimately are most likely going to start in a space where there's more work on the front end. You're doing coaching, group coaching, service-based, something along those lines. Eventually, you will move into something that is more scalable. Hold on one second. They're in the closet. Sorry, that was my son. Always distractions, right? So you're going to move into something that is more scalable, like a course, a program, something along those lines. Even group coaching programs are scalable and all this. We can get into those things a little bit later. Don't worry about all of the scalability now. Our systems will set up to give you more space as time goes by so that we can then move things into a more scalable stage. So don't worry about that right at this moment, okay? What we want to really understand is what is this free-to-pay journey alternative? So if you watch the free-to-pay journey, you said, yep, Dana, opt-in, yep, easy yes, small price product, yep, moving them into a high price product, that all makes sense to me, I'm down, I've got it in my head, I know, right? But if you're going, yeah, but, then here's a couple instances where the yeah, but comes in and makes sense. So if you have a high-priced product where it is, for instance, Danielle Featherstone, one of our members, is, you know, helps you write your book, right, and has a book program, or you have a group coaching program, like Courtney has her program for, you know, that is a group coaching setting, happens every quarter program for women of color who are expecting. Okay, so this is a, when we're looking at that, those two came out and said, okay, where, you know, I have this program that requires a call or requires me, what can I do, you know, with the easy yes and everything, where does that all fit in? So if you are leading people to a phone call, and one, you want to have less phone calls, or you want a better triage system where those phone calls convert better and you're having more of the calls that convert as opposed to the people that aren't a good fit, then the video after this is going to talk about a webinar. And a webinar is a replacement for your opt-in. It doesn't mean you might not have other opt-ins in the future. You know, those things will grow as your business grows. But it does mean that the webinar functions differently than an opt-in. An opt-in, they opt-in, they get to the easy yes on the thank you page. A webinar funnel means you have the webinar is the opt-in, but it's a much more broad statement. I will tell you more about that in the next video. And that generally leads to a call or the sale of an evergreen course or larger product that can be up. Theoretically, you can have it up in the multi-thousand range. I think unless you have a really established brand, it's hard to convert anything over $997 without getting on calls in a webinar. Okay, so we'll talk more about the webinar in the next video. If you're going, yep, Dana, that's me, then that can be an alternative. And I'll tell you in the next video how to know whether or not like the webinar is really the right fit and how that functions. Okay, and so that can be one. Now, if you're going, Dana, nope, no, that's not me. I'm just feeling, do I need an easy yes? Do I have to have a low-priced product? Is that required? And the answer is that no, you don't have to have a low price product, right? But the odds are that there is some hyper specific part of what you do. For us, our whole Nurture to Convert system is a system, and we have a webinar that leads people to that system. But you want to know where we make some really good sales? Is people buying our Facebook group course, because it's very specific. You want to grow a Facebook group, right? You get in and then you realize you need more help and you love the way I teach, and they buy the society, right? They level up. So recognize that the easy yes is does many things. Number one, it offers a really great ability for you to get your feet wet in terms of things you can sell. Because we've tried about maybe 10 or so easy yeses, and we have two that sell really well. So you want to know what we do? We don't care about the other ones. We don't talk about them. We don't even offer most of them anymore. And we only offer the two that really sell and lead people to the society, which is our ultimate commit goal, right? So I want you to think that the easy yes is a good way to test things out and get small things out. It's a good way to be super specific, because most people are trying to sell too broad, right? We want to narrow it down, and our opinions help do those things. And the opinions help set your messaging, help set your tone, really help with the branding and the authority that you're building. But when it comes to sales, we also want to be hyper specific, and our easy yeses allow us to do that. So if you're just not sure what your easy yes should be, or you're just not sure what your opt-in should be, the Facebook group and letting us know and us kind of working through that process with you is the best way to do it, because I guarantee you, I have an opinion about what your opt-in is, and I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of people in different industries to be able to give some of that insight. And our members are amazing. So just like you're amazing. So go in to the Facebook group and say, I don't know, this is what I have, this is what my idea is, but I don't know what to do. Where the easy yes is throwing me for a loop, and we'll help you there, okay? Now hop into the next video. I wanna do this because I can't have you going through this process and not believing that it's worth the effort, right? If you're going, yeah, but I got this big product, why would I, right? Oh, and the one other thing too, because I also got this question recently, and instead of pulling that whole loom in here, I'm just gonna tell you in this video since I'm doing it. If you have a large product, okay, you got a big program that you offer, and you're going, Dana, my easy yes, I'm going to pull something out of that program. I get a lot of this question of, should I pull out something that's in the beginning stages, because they really need to start here. So I'm going to pull out the thing that's the starting point. And I want you to be careful about that when you're mapping out your free-to-pay journey and you're thinking about your easy yes, right? And that is that, yes, we all know, I know for my industry and you know for your industry where we need to start. right? But most people don't want to start where they need to start. They start where they think they need to start. They start where they think they are. Most people believe they know, understand, or are comfortable with more than we know they are, right? So what I would start people with if I were selling something from the beginning is I would make an easy yes on how to map out your opinions, right? To really gain clarity, because clarity is the first thing. Nobody cares about that. You once you get in and you start watching it and you're like, Dana, you're blowing my mind with this, right? And that's amazing. But that doesn't sell. You know, it sells people thinking they need a community and a Facebook group, social media stuff, email marketing stuff from a business side. And for you, it's going to be something, if you're not doing B2B and you're doing B2C, it's going to be something that's more specific. You may think they need to start in some area of getting clarity, but oftentimes they don't want to pay for clarity. Right? They want to imagine they already have the clarity and they just need the implementation. So oftentimes the easy yes, that's why it's meant to make their life easy. It's meant the implementation of something, the making a process easier. Getting clarity or working through something is not sellable as much as the easy yes. It's an easy yes. Of course I want that. Why wouldn't I? My life's about to be easier. So if you have a large program already and you're looking to pull something out, right? Then I want you to think of what is the part I could pull out that they think they need the most, right? Even if you know it's three steps past, because what you do is you get them in, they start to do it and realize there's still gaps. And now it's easier for you to upsell them to the large program. It really does work. Then you start thinking of your easy yes as a triage, the people that buy from you in the easy yes and then reply to you and tell you, I love this, but I need more. Those are your triaged buyers that you can get on the phone or get them through your, you know, everybody's going through your nurture system and they'll naturally buy from you. Okay. So I want you to start thinking of it this way, because when we think of it this way, all of a sudden, all of this stuff starts to work the way it's supposed to. And if you, this keeps more, gives you more questions, just go into the Facebook group and ask. Because as I add these videos in, I want to take all the questions I hear you guys are having based off our training and then try and do this where I stop you right in the tracks and go, I know what questions you're asking. Answer those questions so that you don't feel like you keep having to stop or feeling stuck. I want to make you feel like you're never, ever stuck, like you always are able to keep moving forward. Okay. So now the next video I'm going to talk about webinars. If that makes sense for you, you can make that decision whether it'll be now, later, or never. There's a lot of people who have vibrant businesses that don't have webinars, but most people who build million-dollar businesses end up having a webinar, which is basically just a training where you sell at the end versus an opt-in where you don't, okay? So go to the next video, watch that, see if that makes sense for you, and that'll help guide you through, and then just let us know in the Facebook group if you have any more questions.